you. Amen. We love your word. Amen. We live by every word out of your mouth.
Amen.
Pray you would speak to us in your word this morning.
Amen.
Supply us.
Amen.
Strengthen all the dear saints.
Amen.
Thank you, your word is spirit and your word is life.
Amen.
Pray you would fill us with the spirit.
Amen.
And you would grant us more life.
Amen.
We confess our need for you.
Amen.
We need you every hour.
Amen.
We need you in this hour.
Amen.
Pray that you will anoint your word.
Amen.
And anoint every one of us.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm sorry, I forgot to pause so you could translate the prayer. Amen. This morning we are beginning a few weeks on the book of Exodus to cover some of the important points in this book from the recent training. And I apologize for not having the correct verses to the brothers.
我向大家抱歉，没有把那个正确的经节出处啊打出来。So
maybe we can read a few of the verses that we need as we go along.
也许我们一边讲，我们一边可以读一下这个出埃及记的经节。We
also have just finished 2 weeks of the Summer School of Truth with our young people.
我们也刚刚上个星期结束了两周的高初中生暑假真理班。
And of course, the Summer School of Truth is on the Word of God. So there are a few points from the Summer School I may bring in to strengthen the burden of this portion in the book of Exodus. I want to cover just 2 major points. Which were the title of our morning watch this week.
也是这个就是过去这个星期我们经节上面的要点。The
law dash the testimony of God.
律法呢就是神的见证。And
the living word of God.
也是神活的话。The
law as the testimony of God.
律法作为神的见证。Is
the expression of God.
是神的彰显。It's
the revelation of God to His people.
将神启示给他的百姓。
Up until Exodus chapter 20,
到了出埃及记第二十章,
God's people knew a lot of God's deeds. They saw His miracles and how He delivered them out of Egypt.
神的子民看见他的作为, 神拯救他们出埃及,
out of the slave house.
And
he also mentioned he bore them on eagle wings.
他也像老鹰啊,背负他们啊,
they saw many miracles that he did.
And
they were there experiencing the Passover lamb.
And
the Exodus from Egypt.
走出了埃及,
and the opening of the Red Sea.
红海的分开,
they passed through into the wilderness.
他们如行甘地,
and they saw all of Pharaoh's army buried in the sea, in the water. And then they experienced a miracle every day. Manna came for them.
他们也看见这个神从天上降下马拿来供应他们。
And the water came out of the cleft rock. For them
to drink.
He took care of them in many, many ways.
And
then God led them to Mount Sinai. To give them the testimony of God. To give them the Ten Commandments. The law. And in one of the verses we had this week, Exodus
34:28.
It says, and he was there with Jehovah 40 days. This refers to Moses.
And 40
nights. He did not eat bread, and he did not drink water. And he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant.
神把这约的话, 就是十条诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
十条诫命写在两块板上。
And if you look at the footnote, this word commandments literally means words.
如果你读了注解的话呢，他就讲到这个十条诫命就是十句话。
The Ten Words.
十句话。
In verse 1, God spoke all these words to them.
在二十章第一节就讲到神吩咐这一切的话。
You know, when a person speaks,
当一个人说话的时候，
you get to know something about them.
你就开始认识他。
They express who they are through their words.
借着他们的说话，这个人就彰显了出来。
Up to that time, the children of Israel did not know who God was.
在那个之前，说话之前，以色列人不知道神是谁。
What kind of a God he is.
是怎样的一位神，他们不知道。
He took them up to the mountain.
他把他们带到山上。
To declare, to express, to testify who he was.
来见证宣告他是怎样的一位神。
This is a tremendous thing.
这是非常大的一件事情。
God loves them.
神爱他们。
He loves man.
神爱人。
And he wanted to express this love to them.
他要把他的爱，神的爱，启示给他们。
So he took Moses up to the mountain.
所以他把摩西带到山上。
And spoke these words to him.
然后把这些话吩咐他们。
And through Moses spoke these words to all of his people.
也借着摩西把所有这些话对他的子民说。
So that we can know what kind of God we have.
这样我们可以认识我们的神是怎样的一位神。
You know, giving a testimony about yourself is very helpful to get to know someone.
你如果做见证的话呢，别人就很容易认识你。
When I was new in the church life,
当我刚刚进到教会生活的时候，
I went to a conference and stayed with a brother and sister.
我去参加一个特会，我就跟接待在弟兄姊妹的家里。
And I think there were about 20 brothers in that house for that conference.
在那个特会里面呢，这个家呢接待了大概二十位左右弟兄。
Probably a lot like the summer school, you know, when you have so many people sleeping in one room.
有点像我们上个星期，
we were all on the floor, all on the floor in one big room, you know.
就是那个时候他们呢，就是大家都在一个房间里面，都在地上。
In the afternoon, I went there to take a nap, you know.
下午的时候我就去那边睡个午觉。
And all the brothers were snoring.
所有一起睡的弟兄们都在打呼。
It was a symphony of snoring.
这有点像交响乐团。
There was low snoring, and there was high snoring in this.
有打呼打得很低的，也有打呼声音很高的。
And I couldn't sleep for anything, you know.
我就不能够睡觉。
And I didn't know who are these brothers and what are this, you know.
他也不认识这些弟兄们。
But that after that little rest time, the host had us get into a circle before dinner.
在那个午睡之后呢？这个主人就把我们大家都在这个饭前呢，就召聚在一起，大家围了一。
And he asked us to give our testimony, how we got saved.
就叫每个人讲他的见证。
How we met the Lord and.
见证我们怎么遇见主。
And I learned a lot about all of those brothers.
所以就他们做见证的时候，我就开始认识这些弟兄。
After getting to know them, I didn't mind their snoring at all.
当我认识他们，我就不在乎他们打呼了。
I probably snored more than all of them.
也许我打的呼比他们还厉害。
But it's good to have it, you know, to hear your testimonies.
所以我们做见证是很好的一件事情。
You get to know a person.
你就认识这一个人。
Maybe not everything, but you get to know a lot about a person.
也许不是认识这个人很仔细，但是你就知道了很多。
And if you look at these ten words, these ten commandments in this light,
如果你在这个光下来看这十
You can see a lot about God.
你可以从这十句话。
Mainly, I want to touch these six points.
我主要是要交通这六个点。
In verses 4-6 of chapter 20, He's a jealous God.
在第四节到第六节讲到这位神是一个忌邪的神。
This is something they did not know about Him.
在这个之前呢，以色列人不认识神是这样的。
And when Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2.He also mentioned God, he was jealous over the Corinthians with the jealousy of God.
哥林多后书十一章第二节讲到，保罗说，我以神的妒忌你们。
This implies that he loves them.
这说出神爱他们。
You're not jealous over somebody you don't care about.
如果你不爱一个人的话，你不会为着他嫉妒。
Only when you love a person.
只有当你爱这个人的时候。
And you're afraid that someone else might come and take them, then you're jealous.
你就不愿意别人来把他拿带走了，所以你就会妒忌。
Our God is a jealous God.
我们的神是妒忌的神。
He doesn't want us to have anyone else before him.
他不要我们在他之外有任何其他的神。
No idols, no pictures, no symbols.
没有偶像，没有这些图案啊，图像。
He wants to be number one.
他要是独一的。
To have the first place.
有在我们里面居首位。
He somewhat wants to be the only one.
他要是唯一的。
We need to love him with all our heart, right? And the second point in Exodus 20, related to the Sabbath, shows us that God is holy.
第二点就讲到这个跟这个守安息日有关，就是讲到神是圣别的。
And he sanctified the seventh day.
他以这个安息日圣别。
So that his people would be separated on this day.
所以在这一天他是分别为圣，他也要他的子民分别为圣。
We would be sanctified, separated from the world.
我们需要从世界分别出来，圣别归圣。
Because our God is holy.
因为我们的神是圣的神。
I live in a neighborhood with a lot of Jews.
我住的附近很多犹太人。
And when I ask them, you know, the Sabbath is so special to you. Why is that?
我问他们为什么你们守这个安息日，这个安息日这么特别。
And I really like their answer. They said it makes us different from everyone else.
他们的答案我很喜欢。他说这个我们守安息日叫我们跟别人不一样。
It separates them.
守安息日呢
？It sanctifies them.
也圣别了他们。
Now I'm not promoting that we be Sabbath keepers in an outward way.
我不是在这里说大家要守安息日，在外面来守这个日子。
But I am touched that we must be separate from this world.
我很摸着是我们必须是圣别归神的人。
We need to be sanctified.
我们需要分别为圣。
Because our God is holy.
因为我们的神是圣别的。
Our God is also loving.
他也是爱的神。
In verse 12 through 15,He mentions these small things. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be extended.
This means, 讲到当孝敬父母,
this is related to love.
在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
It's related to love.
这是跟爱有关系。
If we love our parents, we will surely honor them.
我们爱我们父母的话，我们就会孝敬他们。
If we love our neighbors and other people, we won't kill anyone.
如果我们爱我们的邻舍的话呢，我们就不会杀他们。
We won't commit adultery or steal.
我们也不会犯奸淫，也不会偷窃。
If we love our neighbor as ourselves.
如果我们爱邻舍如同自己。
Because our God is a God of love.
因为我们的神是爱的神。
He's a loving God.
他是爱的神。
He so loved us.
他非常如此的爱。
That he gave us his only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And In the Gospel of Matthew,
在马太福音
22, right? The Pharisees were asking him about the greatest commandment.
马太福音二十二章这个有法利赛人问耶稣什么是最大的诫命。
22:10.
Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, Thursday. Okay.Yeah,
32, 36.
Uh-huh. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
夫子，律法上哪一条诫命最大？
And he said to them, he said to him, you shall love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
耶稣对他说，你要全心全魂并全心思爱主你的神。
This is the great and first commandment.
这是最大的。也是第一条诫命。
And the next verse, you shall love your neighbor. 22:39. No, Matthew. Oh, I'm in Exodus. Anyway, there's another place that also mentions, and the second one is like it, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
另外一处也讲到，我们除了爱神之外，其次啊，我们需要爱人如己。
This shows that our God is a loving God.
这说出我们的神是爱的神。
And He's also righteous.
他也是公义的神。
In verse 5 of Exodus 20,
在二十章第五节。
I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
恨我的，我必追讨他的罪孽，自父及子，直到三四代。
He is righteous.
他是公义的神。
And he has to judge those who hate him.
他必须要审判那些恨他的人。
In the beginning of that verse, even shows his loving nature before that, in the beginning, yet showing loving kindness, I mean in the next verse, yet showing loving kindness to thousands of generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
第六节就讲到爱我，守我诫命的，我必向他们施慈爱，直到千代。
The fifth aspect is our God is truthful.
第六点讲到我们这位神呢，
So he tells us we should not bear false witness.
我们不应该做假见证。
We should not lie.
我们不应该说谎。
Because our God is truthful.
因为我们的神是信实的。
And lastly, our God is pure.
最后一点讲到我们的神呢。
This is related to the last commandment.
讲到这个最后一条的诫命。
The first nine commandments are more on the outward side.
前面十条诫命呢，都是在外面一面。
But the last one is something of the heart. It's hidden.
最后一条诫命呢，是讲到我们的里面。
We shouldn't covet.
跟我们心有关系。我们不可贪心。
Shouldn't covet our neighbor's house.
不可以贪心我们的邻居的房屋。
Or his wife or his animal or his
妻子他的牲畜。
Possessions.
他所有的。
If we have a pure heart.
如果我们有一个单纯的心。
If our heart is pure,
如果我们心是单纯的,
we will not covet things.
我们就不会起贪心。
But we all have a problem with this. I feel this is the hardest one to keep.
但是我们大家都有这个问题，因为我们没有办法守住这一条。
Because our heart is not always so pure.
因为我们的心常常是不单纯的。
So this shows that the law is given as a testimony, an expression of God.
所以这 给我们看见了，这个律法的颁赐呢。是一个见证，见证这位神是怎样的神。
As the testimony, the expression of God, the law is a type of Christ.
作为见证，神的彰显，它是基督的预表。
As God's word and God's testimony.
基督就是神的话，就是神的见证。
As God's expression.
也是神的彰显。
Christ expresses who God is.
基督彰显这位神是怎样的神。
So in the New Testament, when the word became flesh,
所以在新约的时候讲到化成了肉身
And God became a man
神成为人
And Jesus Christ was among people at that time
主耶稣那时就在当时的人当中
John chapter 1 verse 18
约翰福音一章十四节
says no one has ever seen God
讲到没有人见过神
the only begotten son who is in the bosom of the father
十八节讲到只有在父怀里的独生子
he has declared him
将他表明出来
Jesus Christ is the expression of God.
耶稣基督是神的彰显。
And how did he express him?
他怎么彰显神呢?
He was the walking reality of the law.
他就是那位行走在地上律法的实际。
His living.
他的生活。
The way he lived his human life.
他活他人性的生活。
Was the testimony of God.
是神的见证。
It was the expression of God.
是神的彰显。
The way he loved people was the expression of God as love.
他爱人的时候呢，就是神的爱来彰显，从他彰显出来。
The way he took care of people, shepherded them, healed them, was an expression of God's mercy and love.
他彰显他爱人、关心人、医治人的时候呢，就把神的爱、神的怜悯彰显了出来。
When there was a widow in the town of Nain,
在拿因有一个寡妇
she had lost her husband years before.
她失去了丈夫
She was in a funeral procession to bury her only child, her son.
那个时候，这个寡妇在一个出殡的 行程里面,
and when the Lord,
要安葬他唯一的儿子,
when the Lord saw that,
当主耶稣看见的时候,
he was moved with compassion.
他就动了慈心,
and he went over to that funeral procession.
他就进前来,
and he touched the funeral, the burial, you know, the casket.
他就用手扶到这个安葬的这个,
and he raised that son from the dead.
棺材把这位,
and gave him back to his mother. What an expression of love and of compassion. He felt her loss. He was touched. In his humanity, he was touched. That here was a woman who was losing the last member, the only member of her family. And in his divinity as God, he raised him from the dead. He was a real expression of God in humanity. Amen. So, we know, we talk as Christians about this, you know, we should keep the law. But we do have verses from Paul saying, no, the law is over. We don't need to keep the law.
So,
which is it?
<laughs> What do we do?
Well, it seems to me Paul's point is that we are not saved by our works. We're not saved by doing something outwardly.
我的了解是保罗是说我们不是凭着自己的努力外面的行为我们得救
Our salvation is by grace and by grace alone
我们是靠恩得救 只是靠着恩典
But Romans 8:4
但罗马书8章第4节
says that the righteous requirement of the law
讲到律法义的要求
might be fulfilled in us
成就在我们
who do not walk according to the flesh,
不照着肉体,
but according to the Spirit.
只照着灵而行的人身上,
brothers and sisters, we should keep the law.
所以弟兄姊妹,
but as Paul mentioned in Romans 7, we cannot keep the law in ourselves.
保罗在罗马七章那里讲到,
but if we are those who don't walk by the flesh,
如果我们不凭着肉体而行,
if we would be those walking by the Spirit, being one with the Lord in our daily living, the righteous requirement of the law will be fulfilled in us. And a big help is in John 6, verse 57. The Lord Jesus was describing how he lived his human life. As the living Father has sent me,
父怎样差我来,
and I live because of the Father.
我又因父活着,
so he who eats me,
照样那吃我的人,
he shall live because of me.
也要因我活着.
We had this point in the summer school this last 2 weeks. Related to the humanity of Christ. We're studying Christ's person and work. And we saw that humanity is very important to God. He created man to express him. To exercise his authority. Of course, we fell. So he has to redeem us. But his purpose remains the same. God wants an expression of himself in humanity. Brothers and sisters, our humanity means a great deal. And it's very important to the Lord. And that is why Satan attacks our humanity so vehemently,
strongly.
Satan knows how important our humanity is.
So
especially with the young people, he wants to attack it and damage it.
特别是年轻人啊，神要把年轻人的人性啊。
But we're not ignorant of his devices.
但是我们不是不晓得他的诡计。
We need to be on guard.
我们需要防卫。
We need to be exercised in our spirit.
我们也需要操练我们的灵。
So that we would not be cheated by the devil.
叫我们不受仇敌的欺骗。
And not damaged by him.
不被他来伤损。
For the proper church life.
为的。正确的教会
生活, proper expression of God,
叫这个神得着正确的彰显,
we need the humanity of Christ.
我们需要基督的人性,
and the way to get that is to eat him, to enjoy him.
要有基督的人性, 这个路就是我们叫,
to live because of him,
来享受他, 来因他活着。
You know, when I was a young Christian, I thought, oh yeah, Lord, it's easier for you. You're God. I mean, you know, you can do that. But I'm just a fallen sinner.
是一个年轻人，我的观念就是，主耶稣当然他能够有那样美好完美的人性，你是神嘛。
Until one day I saw the burden in that verse.
直到有一天我看见这个经节的负担。
Yes, the Lord had a perfect humanity.
主耶稣当然他有完美的人性。
He had a sinless human living.
他有一个没有罪的人性。
But he did not live by that sinless humanity.
但是他没有凭那个没有罪的人性来生活。
He lived a human life by the life of God.
他过他人性的生活，乃是凭着神圣的生命来活。
When you see this,
当你看见这个的时候
，you realize, okay, this is we're all on the same playing field here.
你就会发现了，我们跟主耶稣在同一层一个水平。
He didn't live by his perfect humanity.
他没有活他。完美的人性。
He lived by the divine life of the Father.
他所生活的人性生活是凭着神圣的生。
And we can't live by our fallen, sinful humanity.
我们不能够凭我们堕落的人性。
But we can live by the divine life in our spirit.
我们可以凭着在我们灵里神圣的生命来生活。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We have the way.
我们有路。
Now I'm not saying we're all, and I'm not, especially I'm saying I'm not that successful at it all the time.
我们当然我特别是讲我自己不是那么成功啊。
But we're learning.
但是我们在
We're learning to take Christ as our life.
我们学习了以基督做我们的生命。
The reality of keeping the law is to live God.
这个守律法的实际
乃
是把神活出来。
To express God in that living.
在那样的生活里把神彰显出来。
A living in the dispensing of God.
活在这个神圣的分赐里
In the economy of God
在神的经纶的里面来活
In the living of a God man
来活出一个神人的生活
A life of continually denying the self
一个生活是不断的否认己的生活
Being crucified to live Christ
过一个被钉死活基督的生活
Who is God's testimony
他基督就是神的见证
By the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ
借着耶稣基督之灵全备的供应来生活
For the enlarged and expanded expression of God
叫神的彰显得着扩大扩展
This is the way we keep the law
这是我们守律法
We need to live Christ
我们需要活基督
It's no longer I who live
不再是我活
But it is Christ who lives in me
乃是基督活在我里面
And in Philippians 119. This will turn out to salvation.
在腓立比书一章十九节，保罗说，这要转为我的救恩。
What Paul was facing there was a terrible environment. He was imprisoned.
保罗在那个时候的环境非常的不好，他是在监牢里面。
Gospel couldn't go out while he was imprisoned.
他在监牢的时候，福音不能够传出去。
But he didn't murmur.
但他没有埋怨。
He didn't complain.
他没有埋怨。
He said, "This will turn out to salvation."
他讲，在他那个情形里面，那个情形要转成他的救恩。
Through your petition,
借着圣徒们的祷告
，and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ,
和耶稣基督之灵全备的供应
，that in nothing I will be put to shame.
叫我一没有一事叫我羞愧。
If he had murmured and complained, Lord, why you put me here? I'm so, you know, this is terrible.
如果他抱怨了，他说，主啊，你怎么把我摆在这里啊？真是糟糕透了。
That would not have been salvation.
这个不是他的救恩。
But he would not be put to shame.
但是保罗说他不蒙羞。
But in all things,
在一切事上
God would be magnified.
总叫基督照常显大。
For to me to live, well, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body.
甚至叫基督呢，在我肉身上也照常显大。
In Paul's living,
在保罗的生活里
，In his living in that prison, Christ would be magnified.
在那个监牢的里面
，God would be expressed.
叫神能够彰显出来。
Whether through life or through death, even if he was killed there.
不管是在生在或生或死，即使他在那里被杀。
His desire is that God would be expressed.
他的心愿是神能够得着彰显。
And then 21a, for to me to live is Christ.
二十一节，一章二十一节，腓立比书讲到，在我活着就是基督。
This is the way.
这就是路。
This is the way for us to fulfill the law.
这是叫我们呢能够过一个满足律法要求的生活。
Is to live by another life.
乃是凭着另外一个生命来生活。
Amen. We didn't have Matthew 16:24, but I just wanted to read it to you. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
这是在马太福音二十四章讲到，若有人要跟从我，让他背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now we come to the second point of the burden this morning.
我们现在来到这个今天早上这边信息的第二个部分的负担。
The law is the living word of God.
律法是神活的话。
To infuse His substance into us.
将神的本质灌注到我们里面。
Into His loving seekers.
灌注到那些爱他的。
To make them his testimony,
叫他们能够成为他的见证
for the fulfillment of his eternal economy,
来完成他永远的经纶
The law is also the living word of God.
这个律法也是神活的话
You know, it's possible that the law can be life to us, and it's also possible the law that the I'm sorry, it's possible that the word of God can be life to us.
这个神的话呢？可以对我们是生命
But if we take it in the wrong way, it can also be death to us, kill us.
但是如果我们呢不是正确的取用神的话，它也可能啊。
2 Corinthians 3:6.
哥林多后书三章六节。
Who also has made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant?
他叫我们做新约的执事。
Ministers not of the letter, but of the spirit.
这些知识不是属于字句，乃是属于灵。
For the letter kills,
因为那字句杀死人。
But the spirit gives life.
那灵却叫人活。
Then we have 2 Timothy, chapter 2. I'm sorry, chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章。
Amen. 15 and 16.
十五节、十六节。
Do we have it?Yeah, let's read it together.
我们一同读一读一下。
Amen. And all Scripture is God breathed.And then the next verse is that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. This verse 16 is a key verse here.
16节是一个非常关键的经节。
All scripture is God breathed.
圣经都是神的呼出。
The word is the breath of God.
神的话是神的气。
Conveys the nature and essence and substance of God.
把神的性情、本质、性质传输给我们。
And if we receive the word as His loving seekers,
如果我们是一个爱他、寻求他的人，我们接受他的话。
Loving Him and loving His word,
爱他也爱他的话。
We will be infused with Him.
我们就会被他所浸透。
We will gain Him.
我们会得着他。
We will be filled with Him.
我们会被他充满。
And the word will function in these ways.
这个话就有这样的功用。
There may be conviction.
话就上面讲的功用，叫我们呢。
You know, sometimes when you're
得着教训、督责。
Sometimes when you're praying over the word, the Lord reminds you of some sin.
当你借着主的话接触神的时候呢，主会提醒你可能你犯了些错。
So we need to confess.
我们就需要认罪。
The fact that there was a sin brought up shows that God as light has been imparted into you.
你认罪就表示神的话是光他。
God is light. And when we come to the word, we should be enlightened.
所以当我们读主的话的时候呢，我们应该要蒙光照。
There's any sin, any problem, any shortcoming?
有任何的短缺、错失、过罪。
We should confess.
我们需要承认。
We should repent.
我们需要悔改。
And we will gain more of the Lord.
我们就更多的得着主。
This is a precious function of the law.
这是律法一个非常宝贝的它的功用。
All Scripture is God breathed.
圣经都是神的呼出。
And we can receive the breath of God by coming to the Word.
我们可以借着接受来到神的话这里接受神的气。
But there is a condition.
但是有一个条件。
Whether or not the word is positive or negative to us,
这个话对我们是正面的、积极的，是不是这样？
Depends on the condition of our heart.
跟我们的心有关系。
Our heart is very crucial.
所以我们的心非常要紧。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
圣经讲说是清心的人有福了。
For they shall see God.
因为他们要见神。
The children of Israel's heart was they were going to do it. Whatever God said, we'll do it.
以色列人的观念是神吩咐他们，他们都要做。
Without any realization of who they were and how they could not ever do it.
没有了解到他们是怎么样的人，他们不可能遵守神的律法。
And probably not much realization yet of who God was.
也没有了解这位神是怎样的神。
And what he required.
他所要求的。
And who he was and what he wanted to be to them.
还也不能是神要成为他们。
So we need a proper heart.
所以我们需要有一个正确的心。
We need to be humbled by the Lord.
我们需要让神啊，
come with an open heart, pure heart.
有一个敞开的心，
no motive,
单纯的心，
just open to Him.
向主敞开。
If we take every part of the law,
如果我们接受整个的这个律法，
which includes not just the Ten Commandments, but all the ordinances and precepts and testimonies, the entire word, right?
就是接受所有的律法，不只是十诫，还包括其他的典章、律例。
If we take it as the breathing out of God,
如果我们把它当作神所呼出的气，
whom we love,
这位我们爱的神，
then we will receive the word as the Spirit.
我们就能够接受这个话。就是灵
，As the life-giving spirit.
就是化成为赐生命的灵。
And we will gain more of the Lord.
这样我们就会更多的得着主。
He will make His home in our hearts.
他就能在我们心里安家。
He will sanctify us.
他就能够圣别我们。
He will transform us through our coming to Him in the Word.
变化我们，当我们每次来到他话前面。
This is very precious.
这是非常宝贝的。
And this is the revelation of the whole Scripture, right?
这也是这个圣经里面他所启示的。
We just finished the book of Romans.
我们刚刚读完罗马书。
But the burden there continues throughout all the whole Bible.
罗马书的负担其实是在所有其他的圣经里面是继续的。
That is, God has saved us, He has redeemed us.
讲到神拯救了我们，救赎了我们。
Now He wants to sanctify us, transform us, conform us to the image of His Son.
现在他要圣别我们，变化我们，把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
And this is very precious.
And some,
you can see this in the Old Testament believers or saints, as we sometimes call them.
这些事情其实我们可以在旧约的圣徒身上也能够看见。
In the psalmists,
在旧约的诗篇的写诗的人。
I don't know, brothers, if you have those psalms on here. I was very touched by Psalm 19:7.
我很摸着这个。
This week,
诗篇
I don't know if we have that.
十九篇。
I'll read it to you. It was on our morning watch sheet on Monday. The law of Jehovah is perfect.
19章第七节讲到耶和华的律法完全。
Let's read it together. The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is faithful, making Monday when I came to this verse, I was just stopped. This verse grabbed me.
当着周一我读到这个经节，这个经节就抓住了我。
I know in the past I thought the law, well, we don't need to keep the law. Law has had a bad rap along the way sometimes, you know.
这个律法我们呢读到的时候呢，律法好像在我们都有这个在我们口中这个味道不是很好。
But here the loving seekers.
但是这里十九章第七节讲到这个爱神寻求神的人。
You know the whole Psalm 119 is full of their love, all their sentiments toward the Word of God, toward the commandments, ordinances, and statutes.
诗篇十九篇呢，这个诗人写的时候呢，他对神的话呢， 啊，这个神的律法、律例、典章啊，这些啊条例呢，它是满了感觉，满了正面的感觉。
And I was touched by this sentiment. The law of Jehovah is perfect.
我摸着这一点讲到耶和华的律法。
Restoring the soul.
能苏醒人的魂。
I don't think I saw the sanctification of the word in Psalms before as much as this week.
我这个就是过去那个星期呢，我特别是摸着这个神的话。
This is just the renewing of the soul, the transformation of the soul.
这里讲到苏醒人的魂呢，就是叫我们的魂得着变化。
And the testimony of Jehovah is faithful, making the simple wise.
耶和华的法度可靠，使愚蒙人有智慧。
I've heard many testimonies.
我听过很多的见证。
Of saints who were not that educated.
很多他们没有受很多弟兄姊妹没有受。
Even I heard some that couldn't read.
甚至有些他不识字。
But they met the Lord, they got saved.
但他们遇见了主，他们得救了。
And they learned to read by reading the Bible.
他们就开始学着读书，是借着读圣经。
To me, that is a miracle.
对我来讲，这是一个神迹。
Even you're a good reader, it's hard to understand the Bible.
很多很会读书的人啊，他读圣经读不懂。
But because their heart was for the Lord, they loved the Lord so much.
但是这些弟兄姊妹他们啊，因为爱主，心是向着主。
And they knew this everything the Lord wants to speak to us is here in this Bible.
然后他们也知道神要向我们说的话呢，都在圣经里面。
So they learned to read.
他们就学着读圣经。
And the simple were made wise.
他们虽然不识字，但是他们这些愚蒙的却是有了智慧。
Maybe not wise in the things of the world, but wise related to God.
也许对世界上的事情他们不是很智慧，但是呢，他们在神面前有智慧。
We have a few verses. Are they there or not? The Psalms verses 42, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Let's just read these. These are very good. 42, 1 and 2.
42篇。
As the heart pants after the streams of water.
My
soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 73:25 in Chinese first.
73:23.
Now in English, whom do I in heaven but you, and beside you? In Psalm 42, you have the hunger, the thirst for God.
在42章那里讲到对神的渴慕，干渴饥渴。
As the heart, this heart is like a deer.
如鹿，这个鹿就是动物的鹿。
When the deer are running, they get thirsty. They head right for the water.
这个鹿，小鹿，当他们跑的时候呢，他们会干渴。
When we are going on in our day, we get dry from the world. We need to run to the Lord.
当我们在人生里面，我们在世上奔跑，我们需要。
We need to run to the Word. There's water in the Word.
我们就来到主的话这里。
You can be refreshed.
有水。
Refreshed by the Word.
你就会被神的话能够苏醒你。
You know, there are days we're not sinning, we're not doing terrible things, but you know, you just take a subway ride and you get defiled.
有时候你不是犯了罪，但是有些你就坐了一天的这个地下火车，你就觉得非常干渴。
I remember when I lived in Manhattan, especially, I hated the summer time on the subway.
那时候我从前住在曼哈坦，那时候我最不喜欢的夏天坐地下火车。
So defiling.
非常的污秽。
People are hardly wearing any clothes.
有些人他穿的非常的少。
And you just get dirty from the world.
你就被这世界所沾染。
So I would just have my little pocket version and just read the word.
我就常常就是低头读我这个
Lord, wash me in your.
主啊，用你的话来洗涤我。
We need to be thirsty for the word of God.
我们需要对主的话有饥渴。
Amen. Then Psalm 36:8-9.
诗篇三十六篇八节九。
How about English first, then Chinese? They, with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain.
因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见。
9? Yeah. Okay, good. And 119:103. How sweet are your words to my taste, yea, sweeter honey to my mouth. The word is sweet to our taste, and honey to our mouth. We need to be like these psalmists, seeking the Lord in love, enjoying Him and His Word because we love Him and we love His Word. Then the Word will be life to us. Now almost to the last point here. Exodus 34. Amen. 32 to 35. Do I have it here?
34 Monday.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, wait. No. 29. Oh, yeah. 35 is here.
34.
Let's read Exodus 34. I don't know if we have 29 and 35. Let me read them to you. It's on Wednesday of your morning watch sheet. And when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of testimony were in Moses' hand,
出埃及记 34章29节, 摩西手里拿着两块见证的板, 下西乃山的时候, 不知道自己的面皮因耶和华和他说话, 就发了光。
When he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone by reason of his speaking with him.
Yeah.
The children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. Just that part. The highest function of the law is to impart God's essence into us. Until I read these verses and touched this point, I thought Moses went to the mountain 40 days, 40 nights, and came down with the tablets. That was it.
And then
the children of Israel were in idolatry, made the golden calf, so he broke the tablets. But he came down with more than those tablets. He came down filled with God's essence, and his face shone.
摩西下山的时候不只是带着两块石板, 他乃是面皮发光的, 带着荣光下来的。
He could throw the tablets down.
他可以把这个石板摔下,
He could break them.
把它摔碎。
But he couldn't get rid of the shining.
但是他的面光, 他不能够除掉。
This is a precious function of the Word.
这讲到这个神的话, 有这样的功用,
we get the dispensing of God when we come to the Word in this way of a loving seeker.
当我们有这样爱神、寻求神的心来到神的话这里，神的话就有这样的功用，把它自己。
We get filled with Him.
我们能够被他充满。
So in the New Testament, you have these verses, 2 Corinthians 3:16-18.
所以在这个哥林多后书新约就讲到，它有这个经节，后书3章16节到18节。
Whenever the heart turns to the Lord,
当他们的心几时转向主，
the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And then verse 18, do we have that? Let's read it together. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being transformed, same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
18节.
This is a description in the New Testament of what Moses experienced. We need to spend time beholding the Lord.
这些经节是讲到新约里面啊,
and reflecting the Lord.
摩西在旧约所经历的, 就是啊,我们需要,
to others.
观看主来反照主的荣光。
This strengthens the burden that we had last week on the gospel.
这也加强我们上个星期啊, 关于福音的负担。
We need to spend time with the Lord to be filled with Him.
我们需要花时间, 到主的面前,
and then we need to go out to people to express Him.
然后我们需要到人面前,
to shine Him out.
彰显出来, 照耀出来,
to preach the gospel to them. This is tremendous. When we breathe God's element into us, then we can also pass it on to others. So, don't despise your little 10 minutes of prayer reading every day.
你们每年早晨呢、啊，花十分钟读主的话。
It means a lot.
它很有意义的。
It's the best way to start our day.
这是最好啊，我们开始一天。
Come to the Word and pray over the Word of God.
来到神的话面前，导读主的话。
Spend time in the Lord's presence.
在主的同在的里面。
The highest profession on earth.
花时间。
The highest profession on earth.
啊，最后一点讲到这个最高这个在地上最崇高的职业。
To spend time being infused with God.
就是花时间让神注入。
We all may have different professions.
也许我们有不同的职业。
But we all have the highest profession.
但是我们都有同样最高的职业。
Spend time with the Lord.
最崇高的职业就是花时间。
Be infused with His essence.
在主面前让他的素质性质。
So that we like Moses can shine.
叫我们能够像摩西一样啊。
This will accomplish God's purpose.
这会成功神的旨意。
To work Himself into man.
把他自己啊做到人的里面。
So that we may be His testimony.
叫我们能够成为他的见证。
His enlarged and expanded expression.
他扩大扩展的彰显。
Amen.